Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A legend in our minds, Steve Fezzik. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Well, Steve, we have been introduced to the game of sports gambling, and frankly, it's rather confusing to us.
Confusing to you? Now, I doubt that. What is confusing?
All right, I'll start with this. First of all, I got to know. I got to go back because a year ago, when no one in the world thought the Eagles could win the Super Bowl, you were predicting it openly. I never asked you this question. As a professional gambler, did you do very well by betting on them to back what you had predicted?
I did well, but not very well, and the reason being is that the vast majority of my bet was just for them to win over 8.5 games on the season win number instead of the 35-1 to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, it was 35-1 a year ago. That leads me to one of the areas of confusion we're dealing with right now. There are two places in New Jersey that are taking legal sports bets. Monmouth has the Eagles to win it all again, 9-2. Borgata, which we were told is using the MGM in Vegas numbers, 8-1. Explain to us where we should go if we think the Eagles should win.
Well, you know, you should go to the 8-1 instead of the 9-2.
That's what I told you, Al. Borgata has a better number, right?
And why do they have a better number? Because they're just copying the Vegas number, whereas Monmouth Park is dealing a regional bias where they know that everyone's going to want to bet out there on the Eagles and not the Raiders like they do here in Las Vegas, and so they can shade their lines to take advantage of regional biases.
Oh, wow. All right, so I'm going to lay my bet on Borgata. I was going to do that anyway. How did they determine any of those numbers? Where do they come from, Steve?
Well, this was a big debate about how the Vegas turnkey shops would operate on the East Coast, because there's two methods that you can do. One is the easy method. I'll just set my lines here in Vegas, and the bettors bet into it and massage them, and those are good numbers, and then I'll deal them on the East Coast. The alternative, higher profit margin method is I'll take those numbers and then anticipate how the betting will differ, and I'll go ahead and shade those numbers. Example, during week one in the NFL, instead of making the Eagles a 4.5-point favorite, I'll make them a 5.5-point favorite.
Okay, so you're actually, you go shopping. You're shopping for the best numbers.
Yeah, so here in Vegas, I can go up and down the strip. There used to be about 23 independent operators. Now there's about 11.
Right.
So right now, you have William Hill, and it sounds like you have MGM at the Borgata, so you only have a choice there of two independent books, but there'll be more that will come on board. I'm concerned about your state in Pennsylvania because you're looking for, I believe, a $10 million sports book one-time fee to go ahead and operate as a sports book. You may not get nearly as many operators as, say, Atlantic City or Delaware.
No, yesterday we were talking about that here with some of the New Jersey government people, and they were thrilled by that.
Yeah.
Because they think that it's going to really hurt Pennsylvania and competing with Jersey and even Delaware. Steve, I'm really curious, though. Do you ever encounter a number that completely puzzles you? Like, you look at it, you go, that can't be right. That doesn't make sense. Does that happen?
All the time. But it happens on the openers. The first odds that come out from Las Vegas, and usually those get put into place. Every now and then you'll see a number that stays out there, and you really got to wonder. I'll give examples. Week one in the NFL, everyone believes Andrew Luck's coming back for Indianapolis, and they opened up at Pick'em against the Bengals. Made no sense at all. So I bet Indianapolis at Pick'em. The more obscure a sport, the more you can see a number that's off. A good example is the cut line in the U.S. Open, and I wish I'd gotten down more on this. It was 145.5 with the wind howling in your neck of the woods it is carnage, and playing the cut line over 145 and a half at plus money was a line that made no sense.
I wasn't really aware of a lot of what he just said, but it sounded amazing.
It was a clown show.
Here's the thing, Steve, when you were a kid, did you root for teams? Did you have your own favorite teams?
Yeah, I used to. I became a mercenary. I grew up in right. Southern Ohio. I was a Cincinnati Bengal fan and right. somewhat of a Cleveland Brown fan. And I remember the first time I noticed the point spread was a game where Cleveland was in the playoffs, and they were a small favorite, and they were the better team. They were at home. They were the much more complete team. And I felt I couldn't believe that Cleveland was only a two-point favorite in this game. It was a tough struggle, but Cleveland at the very end of the game pulled away and got up by seven, and that game, of course, was the drive where Elway beat Cleveland by three.
Oh, man. But what I'm trying to understand is you are now a professional, and you're great at it, and you make a living at it, Steve. But is there a sense of loss that you no longer can be a fan with your own emotional attachment to a team?
That is a tremendous description of me. Yes, I have lost my childhood innocence. I have no alliances anymore. My favorite teams from when I was a youth, if I've got $100 bet against them, I'm betting for them to lose. It is absolutely terrible.
That is cold. That's such a cold thing, Steve.
You know, it's cold, but on a positive side, I have a good story to tell. I love what your Senate President, Steve Sweeney, said at Open here. He said, this is not about bringing people to New Jersey and the East Coast and Atlantic City about making – it's not about making money. And he's right. Vegas, all of Nevada only made $250 million from sports betting. Yeah, you make a little bit of money.
Right.
But he said it's about bringing people to the experience.
That's true.
You bring people to the track. You bring people to your casinos. People have a better time, and more of them show up, and everyone makes more money. That is the right way to view this, as opposed to this is a huge cash cow we're going to try to cash in on just from the sports betting.
But I'm going to tell you about Steve Sweeney, because I got to hang with him yesterday. He's the president of the state senate.
Yep.
This guy, Steve, he's got all these really crisp $100 bills, right? And he's waving them around. And he goes up. He places the second bet. Dr. J places the first bet. Eagles to win the championship. Steve Sweeney goes up. He's waving $200, Steve. And he goes, $200 on the Packers to win the championship. And they booed the crap out of him. Doesn't he have to run? I mean, so he must be like you, Steve. He's just doing what he thinks is the most likely thing.
That's just not an advanced political move. I do have a Dr. J story if we have
time. Yeah. Oh, please, go ahead.
So, Dr. J, I'm playing Advantage video poker in the Rio, this like 10 years ago, in the Rio high limit slot area because they had a 9-6 machine. Basically, it pays out about almost 100%. And I look over, and there's someone else playing one of the higher payout machines, very quiet, not drinking, just enjoying himself, having a little vacation. And someone that I knew sat next to me, and he goes, have you noticed? And I said, noticed what? And he goes, well, that's Dr. J over there. So, Julius is an accomplished gambler and appears, by my eyes, to be a good one.
I had no idea. I sat next to him for an hour, Steve. I had no idea he was a big gambler.
Get $5.
Well, yeah, I don't. He must have seen me as the all-time lightweight.
I don't think he's a big gambler. He's like the perfect example of he appears to be of someone that doesn't need to bet a whole lot of money, but just enjoys the experience, enjoys being, in a gaming environment.
Very classy man. All right, Steve, listen. I've asked you a lot of questions over the past year, and I haven't really cared that much about the answer, but I care about this one. Because I am literally, a little short walk over to the sports book right here at Borgata, and I can place a bet right now on the Eagles to win it all. Last year, you were telling us they were going to win it all. I'm getting 8-1 odds. Steve, I want to know if I should bet on the Eagles to win it again, and how much you think I should put down on that bet.
I think you should be patient. I think let's wait and see how Carson Wentz looks during preseason. Let's face it, whole lot of good teams in the NFC right now.
Okay.
So because of that, because you've got the Rams, you've got the Vikings, you've got many, many teams that can compete with the Eagles. let's go ahead and make sure Wentz is okay. We'll still get 8-1, or I can get it for you here in Nevada if the odds go down on the East Coast, and we'll play it after we're sure Wentz is 100%.
That's what I needed to hear, Steve. I'm going to play it cool, baby. But I'm going to have to keep getting you on now, Steve, because you're the most knowledgeable guy I know in this. I'm thrilled to be able to talk to you. You're a tremendous guy. Go to Fezzik, F-E-Z-Z-I-C-K Sports on Twitter or pregame.com. Steve, you're awesome. Thank you, as always.
Play it cool, boy. Real cool.
No, that's going to work.
Thank you, pal. That's in my style, brother.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.